It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR, and throughout America on the iHeartRadio Network. Of course, a special thank you to our loyal following for nearly 6 years on the radio. And we, of course, say welcome aboard to our new listenership on the 710 WOR Radio and the iHeartRadio Network. 710 WOR Radio, yeah. It's radio. It's broadcast. It's not just podcast. By the way, I'm very excited because my guest, it's radio. I'm going to keep you all in suspense and drop longer. But I'm really excited about this guest. I'm excited about every guest. You know, it's like one guest once told me, do you pick your favorite child? Of course not. I can't pick my favorite guest, but I love this guest. Okay. Suspense a drop longer. Bear with me. All right. The weekly show features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus. My guest tonight. You got to wait a little longer. It's radio. Okay. Steven Sadoff, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. He was a guest here on Mind Your Business. Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE. Joe Hart, president and CEO at Dale Carnegie. And so many other. What about the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, John Sculler? We had him on, too. You can access every past episode by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And if you go to our YouTube channel, and if you subscribe, right, subscribe. Our guest is going to talk about that tonight. Push him. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, 710WOR, Mind Your Business. If you subscribe and you turn on notifications, you will automatically notified. You'll be notified when this episode with Ramon Ray. Oh, I slipped. Okay, with Ramon Ray is going to go live. But it's okay with him. It's so much fun. Wait, I first have to get to just some special thank yous. I always open by being a mensch. Thank you to my team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Srili, Michal, Brocha, Matt, Miriam, Avigail, Malki. We have many more people on the team, but those in particular put an help out with the development of this show every single week. Also to Darren and the programming team at 710 WOR and IR Radio Network. Special thank you to Zeb Brenner, the veteran radio personality, precedes me here at 710. And a special thank you, David Laster. Thank you. Thank you to all those that reach out to me regularly, on a regular basis, and give me feedback that they enjoy the show. Also, finally, special thank you and a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, NuckyRadio.com. The Jewish Home features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. That's right. Guess what? Some people read. Most people don't. But many people still read. So we do have a Q&A format as well. And of course, we are on all the leading podcasting channels. And of course, if you subscribe on YouTube, you'll never miss when we go live with a show. Well, without further ado, tonight's amazing guest, Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. And the subject line is, we're going to talk a lot of stuff because he has a wide range, but we are going to talk about, first, by the way, he has a major conference coming up, a virtual conference, but and of course we're going to discuss that, but we're also going to talk about Clubhouse. There's a lot of talk about it. It was launched many months ago. It was launched at the around the time of the beginning of the pandemic, and meanwhile, now it's starting to take root. So he said, who could we talk to that will open it up, that will explain it, that will give, will talk straight, explain it like it is, an entrepreneur? Ramon Ray. I'm excited. It's been a while since we were on the set together. But it's great to have you back. Welcome, Ramon Ray, to Mind Your Business.
It's good to be here. Listen, you need to tell the team, we need to have a few episodes of A, those who are seeing the video portion,
right?
You without sound, and then two, just you having a show by yourself for the radio listeners, laugh, like Monday Night with Yitzhak, just you by yourself with a bag of popcorn in the room. But thank you for having me, man. It's good to be here, a delight and a ball of fun and wisdom. And yes, I remember when your show launched, I was mesmerized and still am.
Right.
So thank you, my friend, my brother. Thanks for having me.
I remember that. you reached out. Was it originally on LinkedIn?
Yeah,
or was it through Twitter?
Twitter.
It was Twitter. Yes. And you reached out, and I remember I was impressed by that. Like, you know, it was human. It wasn't just a bot writing something like, you know, bot, I am not a robot. Yes, you are a robot, but you weren't a robot. You wrote something that made sense. You clearly, you know, the last week's guest, whatever you wrote, I'm like, this guy's good. This guy's good. And then we met in person. It was great.
That's right.
So before we get to tonight's subject, please talk about your upcoming conference.
Sure. And thank you for giving me space. Yeah.
Please.
Yitzhak, listen, last year during the pandemic, I launched something called Survive and Thrive Summit. We had thousands of people. So bottom line is Smart Hustle Marketing Conference, March 10th. We invite your listeners to attend. They can just go to smarthustle.com and look at the events tab and check it out. But it's an event bringing together top leaders. Well, not all the top leaders, Yitzhak, because you're not there on this one.
Hey.
But I'm sure that one of the upcoming events.
I'm taking you up on it. And it's on the rate again. Tens of thousands of listeners are tuned in. So they're going to hold you to it.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. But smarthustle.com, people are welcome to join it. The Smart Hustle Marketing Conference. I appreciate that.
Amazing. By the way, just a little bit more about it. So it's Wednesday, March 10th. How many hours is it?
Yeah, it's about four hours or so, and we have some speakers. We have one guy there, Carlos Gill. You may be a friend of yours. Maybe he'll be on the show sometime. He was a marketer, but now what does he do, Yitzhak? He took his bandanas, and you may say, ho hum, everybody has it, but his niche, if you're watching the Super Bowl, he has a lot of the football players, U.S. football players, wearing his masks.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big market distinction, how he hustled his way to do that.
Those are some of the
kind of people we'll have
great
at
story.
The marketing conference.
And again, what's the website, please?
Yes, smarthustle.com. And people can just look on our events section, smarthustle.com.
Amazing. Let's talk about Clubhouse. And, of course, Ramon's Clubhouse. You know, it's all the rage. And, well, let's really discuss it. Many of the listenership of this show comprises small business owners, entrepreneurs, medium-sized business owners. We've had stories of Fortune 500 executives also tuned in. But what is Clubhouse? And should businesses be paying attention to it?
Sure. So the last answer is yes, you should be paying attention, but not diving all in per se, because who knows how to be in a year. Facebook and others have competing products. But one, I do encourage all business owners in their personal capacity to look at it. And the first question is, imagine Yitzhak, and you can help me unpack this best. You do that well.
Sure,
imagine this show right here. Yitzhak and I are talking.
Right.
Imagine you had the ability to press a button and say, Yitzhak, could I come in and share a comment or ask a question to Ramon? That's in essence what Clubhouse is, an app which is audio only.
Okay.
Two or more people or one person can get in this app and audio only start talking. And then it starts to ping, as it were, notify your friends. Hey, Yitzhak is online now. He's talking about X topic with Ramon. And that's the virality of how it happens. Two more things I'll share and then you can help me unpack this better.
Sure.
But is that as people are there, let's say you and I are called moderators.
Mm-hmm.
As we're there, the audience, what it's called audience, the non-moderators, they can literally, there's a little hand icon. They can hit the hand icon, which means I wanna join the stage. And the moderator can say, come on up to the stage. And you can now enter the conversation. There's a little mute button that you can mute yourself on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no crosstalk. And that's the essence of Clubhouse. And I think why people like it, Yitzhak, is for that one thing is that A, it's audio only, which is a different dimension than any other platform.
Yep.
And I think two, the engine to be able to say, oh, Yitzhak says he likes faith, family, and business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's send him notifications when they do their best guess, something like that. So you don't get something on farming, maybe. You don't get something on AI making it up, but you get things you like.
Now, okay, first of all, the platform itself works on a regular phone and a computer. What are the technology that it's on?
Great question. So Clubhouse right now is only for iPhone phones only, iOS devices is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
iOS devices, that's one. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Yitzhak? I bought a $500 iPad mini because my team kept saying, Ramon, you have to be on Clubhouse.
Right.
So it's only iOS right now. So not full computer, but anything that was an app based like that.
Okay.
But then also I must say, Yitzhak, is that I was on a session with Clubhouse founders a few weeks ago, and Android is coming out. So that's point one. Mobile phone or iPad, anything that can be app-based, iOS only today.
Okay. Now, of course, you did a great job explaining it, but what I found over the years, it also helps to when explaining something that's brand new by comparing it to something that might be similar or something that people might think is similar, but it's really not. So How would this compare to maybe the Facebook platform that engages with live? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's take a Facebook Live or Zoom meeting. We can even do Zoom Facebook Live, which 80% of the audience probably understands.
Right.
So one, close your eyes with me. And I'm closing my eyes now. You can't see me.
Okay. Well, again, there's going to be people watching it on YouTube. They will see. I'm closing my eyes. Yeah.
Exactly. Here we go. Now, take away the video. Are you there, Yitzhak? You took
away
the video, right?
I'm here. I'm watching.
We're talking.
Right.
And that, you know what, Yitzhak? I open my eyes. It's in essence what it is. Yeah. It's very much like Zoom with no video. Because Zoom, right? Zoom meetings, you have the mute button, unmute button. The moderators, the hosts, they can unmute, mute everybody. So, you know, Yitzhak, it reminds you very similar to Zoom meeting, but with no video. And as I'm on a Zoom, it starts to alert my friends. Ramona's on Zoom right now. You can speak to him live. Or you are interested in water bottles. Right. Whatever silly word.
Right.
There's a water bottle discussion now. So that's kind of what it's like, a Zoom meeting with no video, and everybody has the option to say, hey, can you choose me to speak?
Now, I imagine that they have the feature, the ability to then upload it to Apple Podcasts or whatever it is. You could permanently archive it.
So that may come, Yitzhak, but to the community rules, that is not allowed, meaning there's clear rules. If you're recording, you have to disclose it. So right now in its infancy, the baby stages, it's still kind of that community, no record, no archive, no save this discussion.
Interesting.
It's real time and live. And I think, Yitzhak, that's part of the beauty of it. But the opportunity, possibly for the Facebooks and LinkedIns and Twitters, who have platforms, they have thousands of engineers who could, hearing on this show first, could crush Clubhouse and or somebody else that doesn't have it, Oracle, Microsoft, whatever, buy them right out.
Right.
So I think that will happen within the next 6 months or a year.
Interesting. The it's very different than an Insta story, but similar to the fact that an Insta story disappears after some time, this is live when it's live, and once it's done, once that Clubhouse session is over, goodbye.
That's it. Goodbye. And you're right. That's a good point, because many people may want to record, do a show like this, but today it's not. And I think it's interesting, Yitzhak, is that sometimes in simplicity is the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are young men. We just turned 20 yesterday. But, you know, imagine the fax machine of the days or whatever, right? We all used to get the daily newsletter on the fax. Some businesses would get. So it's in its infancy, I think there's some beauty in the purity of it, which, Yitzhak, maybe the other platforms won't have an edge. Because there's something nice to be having just a bicycle. No air conditioning, no heater. You know, it's just a bike.
It's so true. The we had as a guest here on the show, Norm Trainer. One of his lines is, the narrower your focus, the greater your opportunity.
Yes. And that is so true, Yitzhak. I'm sure you know people, friends of ours, right? Who may say, all I help is wealthy dentists.
That's it. That's right.
That's the only thing I do. That you may say, really, that narrow? But they're probably rolling in some balls of money.
That's right. So, that's right. Because it's focused. It's focused. And then they could really expand the opportunity within that particular segment. Now, Ramon, you know, I'm not asking for an outright prediction, but we know there have been tools that were just, we call a passing fad. Do you think Clubhouse is going to be just a passing fad, or it's going to stick?
One, of course, it's hard to know, but if I had to bet, Yitzhak, I had to guess, make a prediction, let's call it that, I would say it's going to be here. And here's a few reasons why I say it's going to be here. I think, one, it came at the right time when people are lonely in their house.
Right.
And by any estimate, conservative or progressive, we're going to be like this in some version for the next year. Yitzhak, right? I mean, it's loosening up by the fall, but 10,000 people are not meeting in Grand Central Station in December. It's not going to happen, whether it's a real thing or just politics. So that's one. I think, two, all the ballers, quote unquote, are using it. From quote-unquote Oprah, Elon Musk. I heard Mark Zuckerberg on a Clubhouse a few days ago.
Wow.
So all the ballers are there, that's two. And I think that because the Seth Godin talks about, right? I forgot what it is, but the Moore's Law, you have we're in that stage one where the, whatever those people, and you'll tell me in a minute, they're there. We haven't reached the middle or the end yet. So I think that's why it has some staying power. So either somebody's going to buy it, or they're going to receive investment income to really scale and go fast. To a point, Yitzhak, I think the challenge is, since it's not video, no archive, no scheduling, it's a little tough for the brands to get on board. I have many of my brand partners, and I'm sure you may have your clients looking at it. Ooh, can we have the XYZ company, you know, logo and all that? It's not for that yet. It's for people like you and I, guys who like to have fun to talk to our communities.
My guest this evening, Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. Before we go to commercial break, Ramon has, throughout the years, he's performed and performed as well and hosted many important business conferences. He has a virtual conference coming up this coming Wednesday, March 10th. Ramon, please discuss it. And what's the website where people can find more information?
Absolutely, Yitzhak. Thanks for asking, man. Listen, I love bringing together small business owners, love connecting them. You're a marketer. I love marketing. Right. So this conference is like that, bringing together hours of amazing discussion to help people keep customers, keep the ones they have and get new customers. SmartHustle.com, the events tab. People can find out more. And we're happy to have the Yitzhak's community at our event.
Amazing. Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Yeah, there's a networking event coming up at queensjewishlink.com, queensjewishlink.com, Wednesday, February 24th. It's going to feature a number of business executives, including David Greenfield, the CEO of Met Council, and yours truly. And the concept is strategies for your business to survive and thrive during COVID. Find out more information at queensjewishlink.com. It's going to air on Wednesday, February 24th at 8 p.m., queensjewishlink.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And And we're back. Mind your business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. My guest this evening is Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. He has a conference coming up on Wednesday, March 10th, a virtual conference, although it's always great when it's live. You get to see him perform. I use the word perform, but he is a performer. And all those that are enjoying this on YouTube, amazing. Make sure to turn on notifications and become a subscriber, because then you will automatically be notified every single time we post an amazing Mind Your Business episode on YouTube. And of course, our channel, for those that are listening, our channel is on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. My guest is none other than Ramon Ray of Smart Hustle Media. Ramon, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, you are so welcome. It's an honor to be here, man. I'm really glad to be here and just to hear your voice and your passion for what you do. It's lovely and an honor to be here and serve with you. Thanks.
Thank you. And that's why we connect so well, because you have great passion that you bring to the table. Oh, it's great. It's amazing. Even though I was listening on the airwaves, you pick it up. You pick it up right away. Okay. Before the break, the first segment of tonight's show, we were talking about Clubhouse. It's a brand new platform. Go check it out. And Ramon, an important question is that for the business community, at this point, basically everyone braced LinkedIn. LinkedIn, as of today, has over 700 million followers. It's clear, even though there is obviously B2C that's done in it, but it's a B2B, a professional networking zone for anyone in the professional world. How does Clubhouse play a role here? Does it eat in to the amount of time someone will be putting into LinkedIn? Does it sync with LinkedIn? You know, it's a kind of, how would you answer that conversation regarding LinkedIn and Clubhouse?
Sure. Great question. Right now, I mean, I've heard anecdotes that Clubhouse is siphoning off of some LinkedIn or other share of time. I've heard that. But here's what I'd say. Today, Yitzhak, both are very important. If you're rocking LinkedIn, keep doing that and you'll be safe for the foreseeable future.
Right.
However, let me address two different types of audiences and you can help me unpack this in the way that you do so well.
Thank you.
A great question.
Thank you.
So for the very small business, I would get on Clubhouse, get your domain, get your thought leadership, put your stake in the ground and start to get some following. Yes, to learn, like we're learning tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But to Yitzhak, to meet new people. I've met more new people in the last few months I've been on it than ever before. You just meet new people. And then three,
fascinating.
When you're on those small groups, don't get on the ones at 4,000 people, 3,000 people, right. Elon Musk and all his friends. You can get on if you want, but it's too big. Get on the groups with 20 people, 10 people, 30 people. Raise your hand, little icon, as we talked in the previous segment. Get on the platform. Say something smart. Don't try to be a showboat. Say something smart. Hey, listen, I'm Yitzhak, and here's what I've learned in marketing, blah, 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 blah. You can find me. Go to my profile and connect with me right now, Yitzhak. It's only Instagram and Twitter is the direct links. Go on Instagram and DM me. I'd be glad to help you. So my point, what I'm trying to say, Yitzhak, to the small business person, there's an opportunity there. If I may, for the larger company, talking to the big billion-dollar exec, the people you hang out with all day long. Yitzhak is like, Ramon, wait a minute here. I don't know about that. But talking to the ballers that Yitzhak and his team hang with, I say that in love and respect, of course. I would go there because here's the thing, Yitzhak. It's a new platform. So imagine many of the great people you interview are mutual friends and others leading these big companies.
Right.
Imagine you having a nice size following. You're going there once a week, twice a week to listen. You're able to connect in real time. You're selling tape.
Right.
And 50 of your customers are talking to you what they like or don't like, if you get what I'm trying to say. So for the big companies, go there. It's a way to learn and to build that following, because 2 or 3, 4, 5 years from now, when it grows bigger, you'll be the exec that has a real-time following of customers who have a direct line to you, if that makes sense.
Now I'm going to ask a general social media question for an average executive, and you can answer this better than anyone. For an average executive, how much time should they carve out at the beginning of a week? Let's say they're filling out their time management template. How much time per day, and understanding that every minute is precious, how much time per day do they need to really be cognizant and set aside for social media in general? That means LinkedIn or Clubhouse or any other platform that they're on. How much time do they need to carve out per day on social media? And I'm not talking about to be a yenta. I'm talking about to get business done. We're not talking about just wasting time.
Yes. Here's what I would say. May I answer this? May I have permission? So Ramon's going to answer this a different way if Yitzhak says he can. May I have permission?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to use you an example. It just happened recently, Yitzhak. I'm going to mention a brand, and if I shouldn't, let me know, but I'm going to try to. This is an e-commerce company. Can I mention the brand e-commerce company?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is Shopify CEO. It just happened recently, their president. I commented on something that was in the Wall Street Journal that he had talked about. Bottom line is he replied to me. We had a firestorm of comments about our discussion. The point being, don't spend so much time browsing. Your time is better spent aligning with your team. But I think every executive, I would take a half an hour, Yitzhak.
That's
20 minutes a day.
That's a very smart framework.
Yes.
Very smart framework.
The curated parts that you need to know, not every like or DM, just the curated part. And the last thing I'll say, just by replying once a day to something, people see it. Ooh, Mary, executive of this $300 million company, she took the time to comment on the one Facebook post. Your team can do the rest, right. But people see you're there.
Yep, so true. And of course, listen, we can't take away that LinkedIn is probably the big daddy in the room for business. You know, no question, Instagram, especially on B2C. In fact, maybe you could just comment for the many small business stores out there. Mm-hmm. How important is it to have a presence, an active presence on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, it's important. People are very visual. People are scrolling. So as Gary says, right, Gary Vee, what can you do to stop the scroll? So I think, yes, I think should you hang your whole hat on it? Maybe not. Remember, unfortunately, Instagram doesn't have links, you know, that you can click and go to.
That's
right. The shopping and e-commerce, probably stuff that you and your team do, Yitzhak, that's ninja.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
get on it.
All right. Let's talk about the world of influencers. Influencers is a very big and important world, and there are many brands that hang their hat on influence. Now, it's not a new thing because it was done for many years. People would sign up with a baseball star or a football star or a tennis, golfing, whatever the case may be, and then they appeared in print ads. Now, the influencers are ones that have a very strong following, high social media equity, you know, and they have great social media presence. And there are many brands that have gotten scale by linking up with a particular influencer. Perhaps you could talk about that subject. How important are influencers for a brand? Do you recommend it? Do you not recommend it? What are your tips in that regard?
Here's a few things. So what does an influencer do? An influencer adds humanity and personality to a traditional stagnant brand. Going back to my duct tape, my hat, coffee cup, whatever it is, example, an influencer can help bring that to life. Let's take, if I may, your own business, Yitzhak.
Yep.
You are the best influencer of your brand.
Right.
You don't necessarily need one. But for a brand that doesn't have that, you're more like that. So let me move on from that point. So the bottom line is, here's two or three things I would suggest.
Yeah.
One, work with someone who you know, like, and trust and have some long relationship with, because you don't want some fly-by-night person to realize, ooh, we didn't see that Facebook post where they were, you know, killing baby kittens.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
That's right. That's right.
Number two, find out what they want. Maybe they just want recognition. Maybe they just want a pat in the back. Maybe they do want a check. Find out what they love. And this is where, leading to your earlier question, Yitzhak, you can align with them and let them be the one to be active on social media to carry your brand with them and back and forth, if that's helpful. So does every company have to have it? No. But I think an influencer should be at least considered by every brand.
Now, you touched on something which is a very interesting idea, and I guess has to be proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. If someone allows the influencer to do their thing and then to promote their brand, yet how tight should they be on top of them? Like, they got to give them their space, but at the same time, you know, let's say it's got, you know, things are being said that are going off message. You know, should the company step in and say, listen, you know, either, you know, I would like to work together. Hopefully we could, you know, we got to make this work, or potentially they have to cut ties if the person veers off their brand, or should they just ignore that altogether?
Yeah, I think it's a partnership, Yitzhak, and this is where the longevity comes in, how relationships that I work with, you kind of get a sense, you and I are simpatico and to a great
right.
loud mouth. We like to have fun. We laugh fast. Don't take ourselves too seriously.
That's right.
If a brand isn't like that, if that's not you, I have no problem saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't work together. So I think that that's where that relationship happens, knowing each other. And I think you do have a right to say, hey, Ramon, all we ask is you don't wear orange. Just never wear orange. That you can't do. That's reasonable. But if you're saying you can't laugh or can't do this, is that helpful? That I think you have to have some control. But if you're working with an influencer, there have to be a little bit of leash, or they can't do what they're doing and serve you best. That's what I would say. But if you're a brand that's like, it has to be like this, you shouldn't get an influencer then. Just go get a cutout piece of cardboard.
They're so easy to control. Those point of purchase displays, they're great. I don't have to feed them. They don't talk back. They do exactly where I put it, whatever.
And if they get too shabby, you just order another one.
Before we go to a commercial break, I want to talk about your upcoming conference. Wednesday, March 10th, Smart Hustle is having yet another conference, this time virtual. We say unfortunately, but at the same time, it is what it is. And Ramon knows how to take an opportunity in the present sense and just deal with it. I mean, we're not moping over it. It is what it is. Perhaps you could talk about the upcoming conference.
Absolutely. What I like about the conference, Yitzhak, but kind of like your show, man, we have an eclectic type of people there. We have this gal here that's going to be speaking with her. Her name is Sarah. She's like a PR ninja. We have Carl Usler, who's an author, a speaker, how he's turned his marketing business, which kind of tanked for him, into building masks, bandanas, amazing, face masks, amazing, selling them to NFL players. Yeah. We have people there who have a goat milk farm who sells chapstick and lip balm and stuff made from goat milk. So we have a number of people there, Yitzhak, who are going to help small businesses grow. SmartHustle.com is where they can check out the Smart Hustle Marketing Conference.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. My guest this evening is Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. His upcoming conference is around the corner. Register today, Wednesday, March 10th. One of the topics, Ramon, that you're going to be addressing is something that is so important in today's world, especially where people, and by and large, are working virtually. Digital charisma. Oh, I love it. Perhaps you could talk about that. How important is it to have digital? Not to say, I don't know, I can't do it, I'm afraid, it's going to bite. No. How important is it to people for people to embrace and to say, yeah, I got to have digital charisma, but now I got to know how to do it. Ramon, explain it, please.
Yeah, I think it's so important. And here's why it's important. When we were all together, and there is this, before COVID, after COVID world that we're all in, I think being on stage, being a little dry, a little boring, as it were, if you're that way, it's not bad per se. People could take it because you're in real life, in person, the natural things.
Right.
But Yitzhak, online, we have a short attention span. So this aspect of looking into the camera, using your hands, having a smile, being engaging, it's important. And I think that many people have it within them. They just need a little nudging. Other people, it's something that you could probably get help and get trained. So that's why that digital charisma is so important. And somebody asked me, hey, Ramon, can you write about what you're doing? Because as you know, Yitzhak, I do this all day long.
That's right.
Interviews and et cetera, and keynotes and speeches, all from this little office.
It's amazing. I just want to stay on this topic a little bit more, and then we're going to talk more about the conference itself. Digital charisma. Hearing the way you framed it, the importance of digital charisma is great. It frames it like, wow, you're right. I can't just sit there in the Zoom meeting and like, well, I would like to let you. No, you can't do that. Now, what are your tips for someone to really ace it to when they're holding a Zoom conference? And who hasn't hosted Zoom conferences? What are Ramon's tips to be an excellent host of a Zoom conference?
Sure. I think a few things. I think one, it's important to look at the camera. Right now, it sounds off. I'm not looking at Yitzhak, and those who are on the radio, it's a different experience, but those who are watching our video, you'll understand what I mean. He's about 2 inches below me. So that's one. Look at the video camera.
Great point.
It's very important. Two, what's very important is I think having a smile. Now, you don't have to have a stupid, silly smile that looks like fake, like all day long, you're smiling.
Watch the YouTube. You got to see that smile.
That's just crazy. It's not. But you do it so well. Having a pleasant face, I think that's important. I think, too, using your hands, and not a fake where you're trained every second you're going to put your hand up, but the aspect of feeling free to use your hands, being cognizant that people are watching you, I think that's very important. For Yitzhak, what's your background look like? There's no right way to do it. Those who are watching, yours is one way, mine's one way, but being well lit. Your audio, can people hear you well? So I think that those are a few things, Yitzhak, that help people to have digital charisma. And also, last but maybe not least, the sound of our voice. That you can hear Yitzhak so well on the radio, but is it hi and welcome? Is it, you know what? I went through a really dark time. Hey, everybody, I'm glad to be here. So that way of your voice positioning is so important.
You know, it's I want to go back to the first point because many people just don't realize it. Mm. Like, I'm doing the interview now by Zoom. Now, of course, the last time I interviewed Ramona was in person, which is great. And I can't wait to do the next one in person. I just can't wait. That said, right now this one was by Zoom. At the end of the day, it's true. I was trained. I look at the camera. And therefore, when Ramon sees me on his screen, it looks like I'm looking at him. But the screen that he is on, my eye is not on that screen. But almost, I would say 90% of people are looking at the screen, not at the camera. That's what he's talking about. Meaning he didn't say like, just you shouldn't look at the person. Look at the camera. Because when you look into the eye of the camera, the other attendees see you as if you're looking directly at them.
Right. And Yitzhak, that is most important. You know, you and I having this discussion now, you know, I'll cheat. I hope people don't say like, really? But neither Yitzhak or I can really see each other fully.
Right.
We just can't. If he's doing
That's
his
right.
job right, I know he is. He can't.
That's right.
But we want to serve you all, especially our video audience best. Therefore, for you all, it looks great because we're looking right at you.
That's
so
correct.
You're right, Yitzhak. It's so
yeah.
important. I think that's where it takes to be aware of things like that. So the online world, as you said, it's not perfect. I can't wait to give you a big hug
that's
when
right.
I see you in person.
That's right.
But it works.
Now let's talk about, again, some of the additional ways that we've all adjusted at this point.
Sure.
You know, because of the pandemic, you know, please God, it should pass already. Thank God there's vaccines out there and we really hope that we could return to a regular society very soon. But due to it, many companies, you know, invested, of course, in online events. Mm-hmm. What should we know about the future of online events? Now, again, online events were happening even pre-COVID. Of course, COVID forced the events to go online. But life will return. However, online events are not going to go away. Could you please talk about that world?
Absolutely. And as you said, Yitzhak, we've done this for years and years and years since before Zoom. I'm sure there's tons of tools we've used.
Right.
But here's the thing with online events. I think, one, just like staying at home to a degree, people are now trained and used to it. Wait a minute. Why am I going to fly to Israel, to New York, to Pakistan? Why am I going to fly anywhere in the world to a conference and pay a ticket when I can watch it online? People are now used to it and trained. That's one. I think, two, the future will be we all must up-level our game, having amazing hosts and speakers like me and Yitzhak.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Thank you.
And the technology we're using. So I see definitely a big thing, Yitzhak. I can see you in 2022 having 10, 20, 30 of us in your office and broadcast to thousands. So maybe even then at 2022, maybe we won't have 2,000, 3,000 people together for the big Yitzhak event. But yet, Yitzhak and 10 of his friends, 15, 20, 30 of his friends, maybe we'll get together and broadcast it out. So I think that's three. And I think fourth then is the level of technology used. Much crisper video people expect, much better audio people expect. And I think the level of entertainment factor, Yitzhak, I think that is a must.
That's a great point that there's going to be more of the what we'll call exclusive events, but they're still broadcasted out. So there'll be your inner club, if you may, but the inner circle, 10, 20, 30 people. And then there's going to be the thousands potentially that could just click in, Zoom, whatever the platform is, and then join that way.
Yes, correct. And Yitzhak, I'll give you a secret.
Yeah.
Many people think YB stands for your business. It doesn't. It stands for Yitzhak's Ballers. That's what it stands for. See? You like that, right? But definitely, Yitzhak, we're going to see a whole new type of events. And I think that for smaller companies, you do the best you can. But as you know, Yitzhak, there's so many platforms cropping up, StreamYard, Hopin, I can go even swap cards, so many I can't think of. That's an industry that's going to consolidate. But there's many players because it doesn't take that much money to start one of these online platforms. And I think the business is looking into this. If you haven't already, you should look into it. You may be having to make some new hires to get some new training, how to leverage these platforms, online networking, online discussions, real-time chat. People are going to expect this. They're going to expect it.
Before we go to a break, please, I would love to hear another, I don't want to say plug, because we're benefiting people by disseminating this information. Please talk about your upcoming conference.
Absolutely. One of the big challenges people have, Yitzhak, they often think of how do I get new customers. But what I'm excited to talk about at the Smart Hustle Marketing Conference is also how to keep the ones you have and get them to buy more. You've talked about this for years on your show, Yitzhak.
Right.
So tips and things like that, we're going to talk about how to keep the ones you have, get them buying from you at smarthustle.com. Just look for the events tab, smarthustle.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Yeah, there's a networking event coming up at queensjewishlink.com, queensjewishlink.com, Wednesday, February 24th. It's going to feature a number of business executives, including David Greenfield, the CEO of Met Council, and yours truly. And the concept is strategies for your business to survive and thrive during COVID. Find out more information at queensjewishlink.com. It's going to air on Wednesday, February 24th at 8 p.m., queensjewishlink.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And the music means that we're back. And I'm back with my guest, my amazing guest, Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. He has his big conference coming up. It's big conference. Usually it's live, but this year, unfortunately, it's virtual. It's coming up on Wednesday, March 10th. Ramon, how could people find out more information about your upcoming conference?
Absolutely. It's smarthustle.com. And they can look at the events tab, smarthustle.com. They're welcome to come and say they're a friend of Yitzhak. Maybe we'll put them in the front row. Who knows?
Thank you. Now, Ramon, you've done many successful events over the years, some with thousands of attendees. I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot here. What are your plans for the rest of 2021?
Shh.
One second, he turned that. One second, are you going to do like these politicians that walk off the set? Ramon, get back here. Hey, Ramon.
I'll come back.
Okay, thank you.
No, but we're definitely going to do one or two more Survive and Thrive summits.
Good.
And that, Yitzhak, and I can't wait to have you in there. That's our five-hour experience where I'm sitting in a chair for 5 hours. I don't move, all live, nothing recorded.
Wow.
So that's what I'm looking for. We have probably one or two more of our Survive and Thrive summits, and that's an experience actually to behold. 5 hours, all live, nothing taped.
Could you even talk about some of the past guests that you've had up on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, as you know, Seth Godin is a fan of mine.
Yeah.
We all have our own go-to person.
Right.
But Seth Godin, I just like his style, his swag, how he talks. So I've had Seth Godin, the president of 100 Flowers. I think it's Chris McCann or Jim. Or
yes. Chris McCann. Oh, by the way, I got to share a great quote.
Tell me.
I had Chris McCann on the show years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this is really a brilliant line. I'd rather my employees get speeding tickets than parking tickets. That was his line, Chris McCann.
Wow.
Isn't that great? That was his line. That's his line.
That means you're going from client to client. I like it. Smart man.
You're making things happen. Okay, so there may be a little boo-boo that happens along the way, but you're making things happen. You're not sitting on your hands.
I think it shows the right mindset of that. How are you measuring your employees? Kind of like
sounds
Ritz Carlton. I'm making this up.
That's right. Attitude
of they serve the customer.
The customer was happy.
Doesn't matter anything else.
That's right. You may make a mistake, and you may wind up giving. In fact, Ritz Carlton gives every employee, or I don't know, every employee, but certainly the frontline employees, a certain latitude or a certain budget. Just make the customer happy. And it gives because he empowers them. That's what basically Chris McCann was saying. I empower my people. Go out there. So you may get a speeding ticket. Again, he's not encouraging the speeding tickets, but he said, I'd rather they get speeding tickets than parking tickets. That was great.
I know time is short, but can I tell you something about your own team? Okay. I remember when I first walked into your office. I cry very easily, by the way, and I don't want to cry right now.
But, okay.
But I walked into your office, and maybe it was just that day, but I must say, Yitzhak, your team is so welcoming and warm. I remember how I felt walking in the door because I had to pass. You know, it's a kind of a thin
vestibule. Yeah.
And I passed three or four people when I came into your office. Everyone was like, "Can I offer you a drink? Do you need some water? Where's your coat?" So I just want to echo. They kind of live that spirit of you. So kudos to you and your team as well.
Thank you. On that note, and I really appreciate that, Ramon.
You're welcome.
The you touched on it before, and it's so important, especially in today's virtual world.
Mm.
The power of being human. Maybe you could still discuss that. Why it's so important? Why you can't fake that? Why it proves if someone is authentic or a faker?
Yitzhak, it's so important. I think, listen, we all have relationships in one way or another, and I'm glad for social media. It's great. The likes, the retweets, all that is some level of human activity behind it. But I think where you go a slight bit deeper, and we're not talking about golfing buddies, your grandmother, your mother, those are family different, is the human relations you have of people that make you feel warm. Yitzhak, I'll give another example, if I may, and I'm not saying because I'm on your show.
Sure.
I remember how we've connected
on
WhatsApp, hearing your voice, that loud, warm, funny voice. Ramon, how are you? Listen, I'd love to interview and talk about this. That's human connection.
Right.
And I know we have mutual friends who have that. One thing I do, Yitzhak, I use Facebook Messenger quite a bit because it reminds me of birthdays.
Okay.
Not everybody.
Right.
But several times a week, I sing a happy birthday to you to people who I get notified that it's their birthday. People love that. So we should never forget, Yitzhak, all the tech we have, Clubhouse, Facebook, Instagram, fax machines, whatever, that we're human. And the human connection relationship, we can't go to dinner at everybody's house. We can't go golfing every day, but I can still remember and respect and take it up a notch to people I like Yitzhak and all the people listening today.
Now, I just have a question. You said something, fax machine. What's a fax machine?
It'd be complicated to explain it, but it goes, it made it sound like that many, many years ago, many moons ago.
And then paper jam.
Exactly. Oh, man, and the ink goes out when you're getting that long.
That's right. That big one, the big contract is coming in, and they got to run to Staples. Like, do they have C948 black, ink?
Days.
No, we're out of stock. Oh, no. Okay. Ramon, before I let you go, two important you know, it really questions, but that will provide great business advice and perspective for our listeners. One has to do with the new feature that we incorporated once we went to 710WOR, and that is to share an impactful tip based on your initial or initials, whatever you choose. Ramon Ray, you got either one strike or two strikes at R. It's all yours.
Here we go. Listen, we are so rushing, all of it. Busy, retweeting, Facebook, this, all this going on. And the tip for the day representing R is we need to relax. We all need to take a chill pill and come down a level, relax our minds, our bodies, relax and spend time with our families, and to recharge for the next day so we can do it again and again and again and again and again and again, and then relax. That's my tip.
Oh, I love him. Ramon, that was a great tip. Yet, because you have so much to share, I'm going to ask you still for a final closing thought for the great listenership here on 710WOR.
I think what I've learned, Yitzhak, over the last few years, and especially the pandemic, is I think the art of creativity is so important. We are always going to get punched in the face. Things are always not going to go right. Things are going to happen with our family, with our kids, with our business. But if we have that aspect to be creative, okay, I got four lemons in front of me. Huh, I see a dirty spigot of water over there, dripping water. You know what? Let me make some lemonade. And I think that attitude, Yitzhak, will take us far if we never lose the power of creativity, that we can always overcome a circumstance. Is it a ladder or is it a wall? Things like that. That will help us, the power of creativity.
You could find out more about his upcoming conference by visiting smarthustle.com. It's coming up on Wednesday, March 10th, Ramon's conference. He has them from time to time. And what can I say? We're out of time. This wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710WOR. Have a successful week.
710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.